Zakta Elga Mishnah weiter. How do you pronounce this word? So when I was in yeshiva, we said kvi. Probably the correct way to pronounce it is koi. But I'll say kvi because that's, I'm used to it from yeshiva. So, kvi, what is it? Whether koi or kvi, what is it? It's some type of an animal. It's a tardika animal. But we're not sure whether it's a behema or a chai, whether it falls into the class of behema or the class of chai. It's something in the ram family. It's a wild ram. Some say it's born from a behema and a chaya. And some say, no, it's a beria bifnei atzmei. It's just a kind of animal. We're not sure what it is. So, l'may nafkamina. I mean, you're telling me it's kosher. So what difference does it make whether it's a behema or a chaya? We'll soon see. So, like the Mishnah, yesh bedrachim shavu l'chaya. In some ways, it's compared to a chaya. Yesh bedrachim shavu l'behema. Yesh bedrachim, and in other ways, shavu l'behema u'l'chaya. It's compared to both a behema and a chaya. And then there are some ways, so basically you have every variation over here. Either it's a chaya or a behema, either it's both, or it isn't any. What does this all mean? That we'll see Bez Hashem Yisbarach in the next couple of Mishnayos in this parak.